Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. Nothing quite like a mother's love. Mother's Day is easily one of the most sentimental days on the calendar. And the thing that drives all the excitement is that there is a child somewhere who wants to celebrate the love that mom has shown to him or her. You know what I'm talking about. Even the toughest of us cannot help but honor our mothers on this special day. Gifts, trips to the restaurant, the flowers. Don't talk about the flowers. Can you believe that Mother's Day rivals Valentine's Day for the most flowers bought? Moms are special, but it is the love of a mother that brings her so much attention. And the story varies from mother to mother. Let us look at some mothers in the Bible who showed uncommon love to their children. Hagar was a personal assistant to Sarah, Abraham's wife. Sarah was infertile, and so she encouraged Abraham to try and have a baby with her staff, Hagar. Well, it happened, and Hagar had a son named Ishmael. But not long after, the relationship between the two women got frosty. In time, Sarah got pregnant as God had promised, and she gave birth to Isaac 14 years after Ishmael's birth. Things got worse between the two women, and Hagar was fired and had to leave with her teenage son. They wandered in the desert on a long and treacherous journey, and soon they ran out of food and water. What shall this mother do? She put her dehydrated son slowly dying under a tree and walked a distance because her broken heart could not watch him die. This mother had nowhere to turn. She didn't know what to do, and as her son's life was ebbing slowly away, she wept quietly. God heard the cry of her son and sent help. A well of water appeared. That saved his life, and Hagar, she was happy again. The whole time this ordeal was playing out, she did not care much about herself. All she wanted was for Ishmael to live. Hagar had an uncommon love for her son. Genesis 16 verses 1 through 15, and Genesis 21, 8 to 21. Then there was the story of the widow of one of the prophets in the time of Elisha. Her husband had died and left a huge debt, and the creditor was coming to take her two sons away as slaves. This woman must have thought, "Not my sons, no sir." Except in this case, she had no way of paying the debt. You know some mothers, they would move mountains if they had to in order to protect their children. This woman must have exhausted all conventional ways of trying to not give up her sons to be slaves, and nothing was happening, so she went to Elisha. Elisha? The prophet of God? What can he do? Who knows? But this woman was willing to try anything. The man of God was full of God's power, so he said to the woman, "What do you have in your house?" By now she had nothing of value except a small jar of olive oil. Well, are you ready for this? Elisha said, "Go around and ask all your neighbors for empty jars. Don't ask for just a few. Then go inside and shut the door behind you and your sons. Pour oil into all the jars, and as each is filled, put it to one side." This was where she had no shame. She did not hesitate, but did exactly what the prophet told her to do. She borrowed jars from all her neighbors and poured into all of those jars. Would you put yourself through such embarrassment? But anyway, she did what she could to save her sons from a horrible future. This widow shut the door, and with her house filled with people's jars, she did something that was incredible. Here's something that makes you want to stop and think about one simple detail. What is going to happen? She does not know what would happen, but here she is with a small jar of olive oil and so many jars in her house. But she poured. She poured oil from her small jar of olive oil. And she did not stop pouring until all the jars were filled. In that moment, the oil from her small bottle stopped flowing. What was the result? She was able to sell oil and pay off her debts and had some money left over. You have to salute this woman who submitted herself to a difficult situation just so she could prevent or protect her sons from landing into slavery. 2 Kings 4 verses 1 to 7. I would love for us to celebrate a third woman, the Canaanite woman with the daughter with the evil spirit. Can we say up front that this woman was not Jewish? And she was well familiar with the tension between Jews and non-Jews. This woman was not about to allow history and societal norms to prevent her from getting healing for her daughter. I wish someone would have told her politely to go home, because in case she had not noticed, Jesus was Jewish and she wasn't. This woman breached protocol and was up in Jesus' space in the house where he was. She begged Jesus to drive the demon out of her daughter. Now, you know that this was not difficult for Jesus. Nothing was impossible for Jesus. He did not seem, however, to give it a second thought. First, let the children eat all they want. It is not right to take the children's bread and toss it to the dogs. Lord, she replied, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs. Jesus was testing her, but he soon realized that this woman was determined for her daughter to be healed. She had something that was not common. In Matthew 15, verse 28, we read, Jesus said to her, "Woman, you have great faith. Your request is granted." And her daughter was healed in that moment. Shame, discrimination, insults, but it was worth it all and more as her daughter was delivered from the demon spirit. Matthew 15, 21 to 28 and Mark 7, 24 to 30. Friends, I don't know how your mother might have shown you love, or if there is one special experience you had that proved above everything else how sacrificial and determined and creative your mother was in showing you love. But this Mother's Day, whatever you do, show love to your mother. Tell her in your own ways how deeply appreciative you are for all that your mother did for you, and in some respects she continues to do. Whatever you do for your mother, let it not be for one day only, but as often as you can, do what God says, honor your mother. By honoring your mother with genuine love, you are doing what God wants you to do, and he honors you in turn with long life. Happy Mother's Day to all the wonderful women out there who show uncommon love to their children, stepchildren, and even other people's children. May God bless you with equally uncommon blessings simply for being a remarkable mother.